AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Memorial Day weekend holiday rush has begun. 44 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between the air or on the ground between now and Tuesday. Cleanup continuing in parts of the Midwest and Texas following severe storms that left five people dead in Iowa and nearly three dozen others hurt. High winds at a political rally in northern Mexico, toppling a stage and killing nine. ABC's Matt Rivers with more.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
Brits head to the polls July 4th as Prime Minister Rishi Sunak calls for a snap election. Conservatives have ruled the UK for more than a dozen years. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People all over Wisconsin are busy cleaning up Tuesday night's storm damage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends you avoid door-to-door repair crews who use high-pressure sales tactics. DatGap says you're better off asking your friends, neighbors, or your insurance agent for recommendations. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says that's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a fourfold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
One in five Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One part of Madison that had lots of cleaning up to do, the Bratfest grounds. Volunteers were in the middle of setting up the festival at Willow Island on the Alliant Energy Center grounds when storms hit. Volunteers have been helping clean up. At one point, organizers even asked for kayakers to help get things out of the water. The world's largest Bratfest starts on Friday. The Madison Common Council is one step closer to approving renovations at Bree Stevens Field. Now, the money has to come through. The city is applying for a $4 million grant from the state and would match that money. The economic development director says the area booms when there are big events there.
There are numerous people staying in hotels, eating at restaurants, employees of Big Top Productions and others. So clearly there is an economic benefit of the facility.
These renovations would include more seats, new locker rooms, and renovated restrooms. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Giannis named to the All-NBA team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the sixth straight time, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the All-NBA first team. He became the first player this year in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the field. Baseball last night in Miami, the Brewers losing 1-0 to the Marlins. The crew headed to Boston today to open a series against the Red Sox tomorrow night. NFL Packers' first week of OTA practices wrapping up. Two players now recovering from surgery after suffering torn pectoral muscles while lifting in the team's weight facility, including tight end Tucker Kraft and starting right tackle Zach Tom. Their first-round draft pick rookie Josh Morgan has been lining up at right tackle in place of Zach Tom. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tom's status.
Yeah, that was a pec injury and, you know, just an unfortunate coincidence. But again, no long-term concern. He will be a guy that we anticipate back for camp.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little breezy, too, tomorrow with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we welcome Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project in, looking at the day's headlines and also what's ahead for the Republican and Democratic state conventions. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You were the first senator to object to the votes. Mm-hmm. In 2024, will you certify the election results? Do you plan to object, or will you accept the results regardless of who wins the election?
So, Caitlin, I got to say, I think that's actually a ridiculous question.
It's a yes or no question, though.
No, it's not. Let me explain why it's a ridiculous question. It's not a question. You've ever asked a Democrat that?
Of course.
Thank you, Ted Cruz. You win the second. Nikki Haley, the first Weasley Cowardice Award for a Republican. You come in second, which is...
That's exciting.
Yeah, for you, that's new. You're usually the first most cowardly, traitorous weasel. Oh, pardon me.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
What? Okay. Oh, Mike Johnson, also up in the running, talked about being a very, very Christian man who's all in for the rapist, porn star, hush money guy, payoff guy. Okay, listen, I need to counteract evil with good.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Do we have to know all that for the final, everything that's in your jingle? Because I can't remember your title.
No, you know, and listen, you don't have to remember. It doesn't matter as long as the doom is in there because, you know, that's my thing now. That's my brand.
Yeah.
Except, well, you know, I'm not all doomy. I hope you know that by now, right?
It is true. So, you are, this is what I love about you, where you are constantly hopeful, optimistic, doing your part in the world to make the world a better place every day. And you inspire all of us. So, listen, but you said, you tweeted the same thing we just talked about, Nikki Haley. Let's understand this. Former governor, U.S. ambassador, POTUS contender, an aggressive Trump critic just endorsed that guy. You know, the guy who she called unstable and unhinged, whose international policies she adamantly and repeatedly criticized. She's suddenly all in for him. Her obvious agenda of trying to become Trump's VP is craven politics at its worst. Shame on her. I don't even know if she thinks she could be VP, Doc. I think she just, it is just a complete cowardly collapse of the Republican Party today.
Do you mean, Stephanie, does that mean you think she actually now thinks that it would be okay to vote for him? That's really what it amounts, okay, whether she's got the VP aspirations or not.
No,
what a hell of a thing to say.
Yeah, and she's like, I served with him. I was in the rooms with him. He's completely unfit to serve. That is the farthest, well, Doc, I think anyone's ever gone in a primary and then crawled back. I mean, it's pathetic.
You know, it's like I actually imagine that she would never do that. You know, like with Chris Christie.
Right.
It doesn't matter what happens or what Chris Christie was offered. You don't get the sense that he would suddenly make an announcement that he supports him and vote for Chris Christie. It's a matter of honesty, being true to yourself, or you don't even know who yourself is.
Yeah.
And that's scary, actually.
And by the way, you know that she knows Trump would hand Ukraine to Putin. On day, that's how he would get peace in one day, like he says, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it would be an utter disaster. And he doesn't believe in NATO. Right. He doesn't believe in our allies. He believes in himself in the most craven possible way. And he's out for power, the worst kind of power, too. So, look, I think everything about him is about Donald Trump is a disaster. And just having people reverse themselves like Nikki Haley just did is really, it's appalling. It's really embarrassing.
No, everybody has played a part in this horrific note in our history, you know, until you have someone echoing Hitler that has a, you know, even chance, I guess, of becoming president again. It's not just one guy. It is the cowardice of this entire party. The mainstream media has been no help in terms of normalizing where we are. Okay.
Look, it's shock after shock. You know, this news about Alito and his insane flag flying that he's thrown his wife under the bus for in their beach house and in their regular house. You know, we're just constantly shaking our heads here. It's just incredible, actually. But, you know.
You tweeted, together with Clinton Global Initiative, Ukraine CAP, your organization is working with President Zelensky to launch an exciting online education program for children and youth. We are Ukraine. I always say that we just are so inspired by you because you just keep moving forward, trying to do good in the world. That's, you know, I was talking about my friend Joe Madison, who passed sadly a while ago, but he used to always say to his callers, what are you going to do about it? You know, when you complain about stuff, and that's, you know, what you do is you're like, what am I going to do to help Ukraine and the kids in Ukraine? So,
well, look, this is the only way to survive in an environment like we have right now. Just complaining, whining, writing angry letters is not, at least it's for me, it's just not enough. You have to find a way to counteract this feeling of
hopelessness,
just absolute depression by what's going on around us.
Do not give
in
to despair.
Antidote, my prescription, the antidote is do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah. Despair is, you know, fascism's little friend. Also, I know you're working with Hillary on with the Clinton goal, but did you tell her I will die mad about 2016?
Oh, boy.
Well, just I can try every week.
I don't need to emphasize that with her.
All right.
She will die mad. Yeah. After, you
okay.
Know,
okay.
All right. Well, tell her to come for a drink with us.
I'll just tell her that, you know, you're really fond of her. How about that? I'll just tell her that.
That you what?
That you're very fond of her.
I'm very fond of her. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And she was right about everything. Okay, don't tell her about the T-shirts I'm selling. She'll want money. Okay. Hillary was right about everything, and I'll die mad about 2016. Don't tell her about that. Okay, listen, let's stick with good news. You tweeted, here's some genuine good news. Ukraine has more high school teens compete for this year's International Genius Olympiad. Wow, innovative products in science and tech than any other nation on the planet. Now 60 Ukrainian kids will travel to Rochester, New York, my old stomping grounds, to compete in the finals. This in the middle of the worst armed conflict in Europe since World War II. Wow. Now that is hopeful.
Oh, it is amazing. And they sent us examples of the projects, the innovative tech projects and science projects that these kids have developed. And it's absolutely amazing, but it's a really good indicator of how resilient and courageous and smart these children are, like the rest of their country, way ahead of many, many other countries on the planet. And it was very heartening to hear about that. And we're going to go try and visit them in Rochester when they're up here with their projects.
Fantastic. And now, since you are a professor at Columbia, I'm going to drag you into the Middle East conflict.
Uh-oh.
So,
you know, I'm sorry. I have a doctor's appointment.
No, you do not.
But you are a doctor.
No, I'm very... I have a sore throat.
No, you don't. Don't you give me a fake doctor's note. Okay. No, you were saying you just had lunch with Malcolm Nance, and we had Malcolm on yesterday. And I love Malcolm, and I think he unfairly gets attacked on a lot of stuff. I know he's not for genocide. I know he cares about the children of Palestine. I guess yesterday we were talking about, you know, these countries recognizing Norway, Sweden, whoever, recognizing a Palestinian state. Doc, this all may be way above my pay grade. I don't see what's wrong with that. They even specifically stated this isn't anti-Israel. this is just pro-peace and wanting an end to this horrible conflict. And, right. You know, I think Malcolm's point was geographic. There's never been a place called Palestine, yada, yada.
Yeah, there has been, but not in modern history.
Right. I think most of us of good faith want a two-state solution and want peace and want this horrible thing to end.
Yeah.
But as you...
We do need a two-state solution. And we don't need Hamas or Netanyahu running either state. This is have this interminable problem of totally, absolutely makes sense. It's really the only road to peace that anybody can think of is a two-state solution. But you can't deny that Hamas is a terrorist organization. They have an army of 30,000 military personnel. They invaded Israel. Netanyahu was incompetent in not even having appropriate intelligence to figure out what was happening. And he's waging this war in part to preserve his own political future.
Thank you.
And stay out of jail.
I heard Bill Maher said, I'm old enough to know when it was the right wing that hated Jews, implying that it's the left that hates Jews. I mean, that's just such a stupid thing to say. This is just a very complex emotional issue. And, you know, what I don't get, Doc, can't we have enough compassion for everybody, for these poor hostages that are being held and the innocents in the Palestinian areas that are being killed? I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of this footage. They released footage of the female hostages. First of all, I remember when there was uproar and there's one American hostage somewhere. There's eight American hostages among the hostages. Right. And these women, of course, are all bloodied. You know that I'm sure they've been repeatedly raped. It is just heartbreaking. You know, they released the video and said these girls are still in the captivity of Hamas. Please don't look away. It shows footage of women, all of them stunned, some bloodied, bound. One of the gunmen can be heard shouting in Arabic, "Your dogs will step on you, dogs." I mean, I don't think any of us can imagine what these hostages have been through and are going through. So don't we have enough space in our heart to say this is awful, and also Netanyahu's awful, and the innocents that are being killed in the Palestinian areas are awful, right?
It's very, very horrible from one end to the other, and it has been for a very long time. And look, like you just said, a two-state solution is what has to happen, and the states cannot be led by the likes of Sinwar there, and who runs Hamas, or Netanyahu, who's got his own serious corruption, incompetence, and craven political agenda of his own. So we're like in a kind of a stalemate.
Yeah.
No, Netanyahu, to
me, absolutely reminds me of Trump in pretty much every way. Bernie Sanders said he will boycott the address by Netanyahu. He said, look, you have a prime minister who has created the worst humanitarian disaster in modern history. Israel, of course, has a right to defend itself against Hamas terrorist attack. But what Netanyahu has done is go to war against, all-out war, against the entire Palestinian people, women and children. 5% of the population is now dead or wounded. 60% of them are women and children. Some 200,000 housing units have been completely destroyed. Every university in Gaza has been bombed. There's now imminent starvation taking place. So why would you invite somebody who's done such horrific things to the Palestinian people is something I think is a very bad idea. I have to say, I agree with him. I think Netanyahu is so despicable, and I think he is so squarely aligned himself with the right wing in this country. It is so clear he will do anything he can to undermine Biden and get Trump back in office that what your take on that?
Look, what a crew of support internationally Trump has. It's Putin.
Oh, God.
It's, you know, it's the leaders of some Arab states. It's the leaders of Hungary. It's all over the world. The club that Trump belongs to are the worst criminals in politics, and it's just deteriorating everywhere. Trump needs those people to vindicate his own aspirations. And unfortunately, we're in a terrible situation where the implications of Trump being elected again are devastating domestically and internationally.
Yep.
And Netanyahu's his pal, so, you know, yeah. What can you say?
Yeah. I often say I don't agree with every single thing every single person that comes on my show says, but in your case, I do agree. You are everything that is good and kind. And, oh, look, I always wear a vaccine science-based shirt for you.
Can I say that?
Funky Moderna. Called Moderna, because I believe in science. I believe in Dr.
Yeah,
Doom.
You know, I hope your listeners who are stockholders in Pfizer don't, you know, hold it against
you. I'm on Pfizer, really. Too. I am a noted flip-flopper. I am on both. Yeah. I'm a mutt. I'm a mongrel. I'm a hybrid.
A hybrid Pfizer vaccine supporter. I like that. Yeah.
I'll go change into my Pfizer for the second half of the show if you would like that. All right.
I don't care you.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. Love
you. Thanks, Doc.
20 minutes after the hour. Now I'm going to get called Big Pharma, because you know how that... Me, who's never practically taken any drug ever.
People are never satisfied.
Yeah, no, of course. I hate everyone. Uh-huh. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Father's Day is coming up. Let me just save you some steak. Your dad wants steak.
Yeah, bacon-wrapped steak.
You're going to put a smile on the big guy's face. I'm just saying, hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. You have to understand how much quality, how much quantity you get for $89. Wow. Your dad is going to be blown away. OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare whenever dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dad wants. It's just, yes, steak. I already told you. This is like a guess the quote, Chris, what everyone gets it for. No, he wants steak.
What if dad wants scalloped potatoes?
He gets that too. Okay. What if he wants a caramel apple tartlet? He gets that too.
Wow.
Okay. OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code Stephanie to check out. Exclusive savings on gift packages starting at just $89. Guaranteed to love it. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits? Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm sorry, is there another Stephanie Miller story?
Yes, there is.
Uh-huh.
There is.
Yes.
Greg Ostrovich.
Yes.
He emailed me and he said, and I'm going to quote him.
Okay, sure.
He said, this is absolutely happened, maybe.
Uh-huh. Chris.
I was at the trial about Trump's election rigging by paying Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal when the defense was supposed to present their case and the attorney just sat there consulting with Trump. Judge Marchand said, Blanche, it's time. I half snorted and chortled, and the person next to me said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for that unsolicited testimonial.
Also,
by the way, the line is Blanche, it's time to go.
Vicious yes. Groundhog?
Yes.
Threaded. I was at the repair shop having a new exhaust system installed in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the lady behind the counter, what's this going to cost? $11 billion? And she said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
Yes, I know.
This is becoming
epic.
A thing.
It is epic. It is rampant. The Steph-headism is spreading. Okay. Hey, you know what would be really cool if our phone system worked? Hi, Marie in Atlanta. Yay!
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Kermit Foyle. Okay, go ahead.
So, I was not surprised. I hope no one else was surprised to find out about this religious right-wing whatever flag that Alito was flying in his vacation home. Remember, this is the guy that authored the majority opinion for the Dobbs decision, citing a 15th century witch hunter.
Yeah.
So, again, no surprise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So did you, I was going to ask, did you watch the Fani Willis and Nathan Wade interviews? You know what? First of all,
I did.
She overwhelmingly won her primary. Mm-hmm. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Good for the people of Fulton County. And I am glad, you know, can I just say the interviews? I'm like, they are not going to eat the biscuits. Okay. This is, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to make the biscuits. I love that, you know, she was unapologetic, as she should be. So was Nathan Wade. He described his workplace romance with Fani Willis as American as apple pie, argued it could have happened to anyone. This is true. He told Joy Reid he was asked whether he had started a personal intimate relationship with Willis before he was brought on as special prosecutor. He said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. He said, our relationship was professional. It grew organically over time. It was something that was not deliberate or intentional. I made the statement earlier, workplace romances are as American as apple pie. That's not to make light of the situation. That's just to say it could happen to anyone. Of course, we're not speaking in extremes. It doesn't happen to everyone, but it's a thing that happens, and it's a thing that happened to us. He said, I felt like we dealt with it in a manner that was professional. We kept our personal lives personal and private. I still believe it had no place in the courtroom, not now and not then. He said, you know, he and Willis are still the best of friends and they still communicate daily. I mean, there is just no there, Marie.
Exactly. Well, and particularly disappointing, though, was the degree by which Judge McAfee won his election. So,
what say again? What say again?
The
the amount by which Judge McAfee won his election.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, the speculation was the whole case might go away if one or both of them didn't get, right, you know, reelected. So I'd say let's go. Let's go. You went for the queen and you missed. Go, Fawny. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks second in the nation for the most prescription drugs collected during this spring's Drug Take Back Day. Wisconsin collected more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsinites have turned in 1.3 million pounds of unwanted drugs since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010. The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits tens of thousands of hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. This is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are now trying to figure out how a couple ended up dead in a Rock County home. The sheriff's office went to that home on Newville Road in Fulton for a welfare check, meaning somebody called and asked authorities to make sure everyone inside is okay. And that's where deputies found the married couple's bodies. Officials say this seems to be an isolated incident. They're not looking for any suspects, and there's no threat to the public. And this week's storms really did a number on Madison trees. Look around. There's brush and branches just about everywhere. If you've got a bunch on your property, maybe you've already picked some up. Maybe that's your big project this weekend. City officials say just put them at the curb. They'll do a big brush pickup, but they're currently trying to figure out the routes and schedule. Overall, they say they hope to have it all done by Friday, June 14th. The Urban Forestry team has gotten nearly 400 calls since Tuesday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 55 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little breezy, too, tomorrow with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
When you finally find your person you call the one, the search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio talking about MaxEek Weekend.
And I can't wait for Deadpool and Wolverine to come out.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What Democrats?
Hold on a second. What Democrats?
Democrats challenge it.
What Democrats? I know. I've been down this road many times.
But
no Democrat. You cannot compare the two situations. We have talked about that. We've seen the audio of that when they protested on the Senate floor.
Hold on a second.
But has you ever had a sitting president who refused to facilitate the peaceful transition of power, refused to acknowledge that his successor won the presidency?
We did have a peaceful transfer of power. I was there on January 20th. I was there on the swearing.
Barely.
Thank you.
Barely. I love that.
Yes, it was
thank
so
you.
Snide.
I loved it.
Caitlin Collins. Yes, thank you. No thanks to you.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
a peaceful three. You did everything you could to stop it. There was more.
If you look at in 2000, Democrats went to the Senate, or 2001, Democrats went to the Senate floor and objected to George W. Bush.
Because Al Gore won.
What the vice president
they
did?
They went and objected.
And what did the president
in,
do?
In 2016, Democrats went and objected to Donald Trump. And so.
And what happened in 2016? Because I remember a guy named Joe Biden was vice president, and he went to the Senate floor and certified the votes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Caitlin Collins.
So my question for you again, free and fair election, will you accept the results regardless of who wins?
Look, if the Democrats win, I will accept the result, but I'm not going to ignore fraud regardless of what happens.
But was there fraud in 2020?
Of course there was fraud in 2020.
No, there wasn't, and you still objected.
You know for a fact there was zero voter fraud. Really, what's your basis for that? Show me your evidence.
We've spoken with Governor Kemp. They did 3 hand recounts in the state of Georgia. The director of CISA said that it was the safest, most legitimate election.
But you're saying zero voter fraud occurred. That's what you just said.
Nothing that would have changed the outcome of that
election. Okay, but that's a different statement.
Oh,
God,
come on.
He is such a weasel.
You never asked Hillary Clinton this. You never asked Stacey Abrams this. You never asked Al Gore
with all
this.
Due respect,
and every
Senator,
one of them
with all due
said
respect,
the
Senator,
Republicans who won were illegitimate.
I haven't had any of them on my show. We'll talk to them, but I don't remember there being a president who was refusing to turn over the transition of power and facilitate it.
And Trump didn't either. Joe
my
Biden
question was on 2024.
President.
You did not answer.
Let me say a final
Senator
Ted
Cruz,
you said
we're out of time.
They haven't come.
Thank you very much,
my
Senator
opponent,
Ted
Colin
Cruz.
Allred, hasn't either. He ought to come to your show.
Senator Ted Cruz, no answer to that question. Thank you very much.
No answer to that question. I love that.
God, he's so gross.
Oh, bitch, please take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
Okay. Everyone that's ever told us where that's from is wrong.
Exactly.
We still don't know. That's the one. Not the Shut Up Mountain. Don't send us that.
Please, okay. We get that all the time.
Okay. Can I just say, the difference with... They're all vomitous and cowardly, but Nikki Haley has served with him, and like almost everyone else in his cabinet has said he is a moron,
unqualified.
Unfit, completely mentally unfit. This is this psychologist everyone's been talking about, Dr. Gartner, says he believes Trump has 3 different disorders, pointing to lapses in memory, irrational anger, compulsive behavior, all of which Nikki Haley has witnessed,
mm-hmm.
right? Along with all of them, right? John Kelly, on and on. Tillerson, I can't remember all these other
Rex Tillerson.
Parade of
there
Rex.
Is.
Okay. He said Trump's anger will likely get worse if he has untreated dementia. Yeah, you think? He has 3 psychiatric conditions, is what he believes. He's from Johns Hopkins. Malignant narcissistic personality disorder, hypermanic temperament, and dementia. The hypermanic temperament is where his anger is evident. The 40 tweets in one night, on holidays even, his tweets are full of anger, always calling people losers. Trump is raging at 3 a.m. on a holiday, talking about how everyone who doesn't worship him is a loser. He points to Trump's erratic behavior, his incessant posting of truths on social media, his incoherent stump speeches, his inability to separate people's identities. Trump's narcissism has 4 components: narcissism, paranoia, psychopathy, and sadism. People who eat, drink, and sleep rage. Oh, God, this is all... I'm like, yes, please, the nuclear codes to that guy right away. I believe he's showing signs, unquestionable signs of dementia, and that's the diagnosis. And we have over 500 signatures from licensed mental health professionals on a petition asking for Trump's removal. I don't know how many more, duty to warn, like air raid sirens, people flailing their arms saying, oh, my God, no, right?
But he owns the libs, so let's elect him.
Yes, yes. Right, there's that. Okay, so this story, God save us on the verge of fascism from unhelpful Democrats. So this douchebag that worked for Dean Phillips,
yeah,
this, what do you call it, Democratic consultant,
uh-huh.
He was the one. You remember that controversial New Hampshire ad that used a deep fake voice of President Biden telling people not to show up to vote in the primary? Mm-hmm. He's been indicted on state charges. Good. Steve Kramer faces five counts, including bribery, intimidation, and suppression. He was trying to get. It was Joe Biden's voice saying, "Don't worry, just vote in November. Don't vote in the primary."
Joe Biden's AI voice.
Right. Yes. He they misappropriated Scarlett Johansson's voice. Who, by the way, she said, "No, I don't want to participate in this project." So they just stole her voice.
That she should sue.
Allegedly.
Right. Allegedly.
She needs to sue.
Allegedly.
She can talk to Kelly Carlin.
Well, they're not bringing up, you know, they're not revealing who the actual actress is. Whose name they use and all that. So. You know.
The only authorized Stephanie Miller Show authorized use of Joe Biden AI is this one for comedic purposes, because we all need this psychologically.
My fellow Americans, today the Supreme Court destroyed 235 years of America's sacred principle that no man is above the law. The conservative majority's corrupt decision that a president cannot be held accountable for criminal acts has stained our nation and our Constitution. And psych! Am I kidding, folks? As a president, I'm now totally immune from prosecution. So I'm going to commit every crime in the damn book, starting with that piece of shit, Trump. I'm pleased to announce that after the court's decision, I had Donald Trump arrested and taken to a secret prison. And he's going to sit there and rot in solitary confinement until the end of time. You ain't ever going to see or hear from that piece of ever again. And that ain't the only fun I'm having. I ordered a freight train to Fort Knox and had all the gold loaded onto it. That's mine now, bitch. And then I sent a fleet of trucks to every Federal Reserve Bank in the country and emptied those motherfuckers out. I'm talking about trillions of dollars in cash money. And it's all mine now, courtesy of the Supreme Court.
How much do you want to bet Trump is going to fall for that? It's, you know, in addition to trying to assassinate me, look what else Joe Biden's doing. Okay.
And the guy's defense is he was trying to point out how bad AI is. Yeah. That's his defense.
But we need an AI you, Stephanie.
Right? I pretty much am an AI me. Seth, the homo of hope. Hello, homo of hope. Hello, Seth. Seth. Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Don in Napomo. Hello, Don. Really? It's going to do it to me again?
It's going to do it to you?
It says that it's connected.
It does say it.
Okay.
Well, it said connected before.
Okay. All right. I hate everyone. Okay. Where's... Yeah, right. Newly released grand jury transcripts show Trump's attorney in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case refused to answer questions about his client during a contentious exchange. Tim Parlatore, that guy, who quit the case shortly after Trump was indicted, accused a DOJ lawyer of not following the rules on attorney-client privilege, setting off a tense dialogue. A DOJ lawyer interrupted, reminded Trump's attorney he was a witness, should be answering questions. You have to understand, if you're Trump's lawyer, you're eventually going to be a witness, and then you're going to go to jail, lose your bar card at least, not get paid. What do they not get about everything that's happened before them?
I don't.
Every time you say that, I lose your bar card. And I'm like, what?
Bar card.
I don't want to lose my bar card.
You'll lose your license.
Some people have lost their bar card at a bark park, I bet. Oh, speaking of which, David Jolly had to cancel. His doggy is at the vet.
At the vet.
Yeah. He's had an emergency. So give love and light out to David Jolly's dog. Yes. We'll reschedule him because we have nothing but sympathy for dog-related emergencies.
Of course.
Okay. The extent of Trump's staggering legal costs came to light in recent filings with the FTC. Speaking of lawyers getting paid or not, his Save America PAC, which Trump has used as a legal slush fund, owes over $1.1 million to five different law firms, and last month paid nearly $3.3 million more for legal consulting.
It's a SAP PAC. SAP. Save America PAC.
Is that like
a bar card? SAP. Bar card. SAP PAC. If you're a SAP, you donate to SAP.
Bar card.
All right, do I need to reset this now?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Oh,
for the love of Christ.
Saving money.
Yes, saving money.
Popsicle stick. Okay, we have more.
Maybe the Caitlin Clinton Foundation Collins. Can get you a new phone system.
Oh, that's a good idea. Make that a Clinton Global initiative.
Yes.
Okay. This is Senator Langford. This was his border bill,
Yes, his border bill.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. President Trump was one of the folks that was saying he wanted to get everything. He says, if we're going to do a bill dealing with immigration, let's solve all the problems. We weren't solving everything. we were solving as many as we could get bipartisan support for. And his statement was, if you can't solve everything, then don't solve it at all.
That's the stupidest way to solve problems.
Thank you. By the way, Nikki Haley, of course, lied about the border as well. And did anyone bring up to her? Trump is the one that stopped. Okay.
Respectfully, Senator, he said the bill, that your bill was ludicrous, that it was a gift to Democrats. And so it sounds like, you know, the reality that you're dealing with is that he only wants to address immigration when he's in office. But when it helps him, when he's not in office and he's running to get back in, he doesn't want a common sense solution that you proposed.
I think he wants to make sure that this is actually solved, and he doesn't believe that President Biden's going to actually solve it. And he also knows this is a key issue for the American people, that it was not as big of an issue until he was not president.
You know why? Because they never bring it up when there's a Republican in the White House. They only bring it up when there's a Democrat in the White House.
Thank you.
We're at 2.5 million people that will illegally cross this year. In 2020, we were at 500,000 people that illegally crossed that year. So there's literally 2 million more people a year crossing the border illegally than the last year President Trump was president.
Okay, and one last one.
And of course, no one is defending the numbers now, but it obviously was also down the last year he was in office because there was a global pandemic underway. I know you know that well. You look at these numbers regularly.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's pushing back.
Oh, God. I just, seriously, someone's got to push back with Nikki Haley on every single lie she tells about, you know, Trump's economy, Biden's economy, the border, yada, yada. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... mine is arriving today because don't tell them I was running low. I was getting a little panicky.
Tilly's Treasures?
I got more Tilly's Treasures as well, but also more Dr. Marty. It's Dr. Marty's delivery day.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Marty's delivery day. It's like Christmas. It's Dom Christmas. They love their Dr. Marty's. I'm telling you, it is. I wish I'd known about this 11 billion years ago. I was feeding what I thought was premium dog food. I always thought I was a good dog mommy, but I sucked. Because meat meal was the first ingredient when I checked on the bag.
Yeah.
That's not meat. That the first four ingredients, check your bag, look at the bag, get your face in it. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon.
Huff it.
It smells so good. Oh, my God. And then they throw in a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, all superfoods.
Yep.
Dr. Marty has used this in his own famous veterinary practice to help even dogs that they thought healing them. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine.
And fancy people dogs eat it.
Yeah, fancy people. Oprah's brought her dog to Dr. Marty.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Huh? And plus, unlike most fresh dog food that is cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend freeze-dried raw, optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they go crazy for. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures.
Tilly.
Dr. Marty. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even supportive.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High-impact protein by PowerLife is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to MyPowerLife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare whenever your dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dads want. Steak!
This Father's Day, give him an experience he'll always remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you. From dad jokes to skin knees, your dad is one of a kind, right? This Father's Day, show him all the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use that promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at, yes, you heard me right, just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. The most mouth-watering steaks, the best side dishes. Dad is going to love you so much. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget, the promo code is Stephanie.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Yeah, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Nick.
Sweet.
Whee.
That's sweet.
Thank you. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money.
Money. Sweet.
You keep. Sorry. Are we extra annoying today? Just buy
today?
This and we won't buy this. We won't bother you again. With higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. Am I right?
You're
NetSuite
right.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform. One source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no Stop it. I'm not in an aviary. No hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management.
Sweet.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major businesses' process into one platform. That slashes manual tasks and errors. You do the math. See how you'll profit with Net.
Sweet.
By popular demand, Net.
Sweet. Sweet.
All right. Oh, you got to let the kids play. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. For a few more weeks, head on over to netsuite.com/Miller. That's...
Sweet.
Sweet.
Okay. .com/Miller. Ah, oh, the kids today. 53 minutes after the hour. Yes, Jody Hamilton.
Phil writes, recently I was at a sports store shopping for ping pong balls and paddles when the other lady in the aisle was shouting, hello, hello, into the phone. I said to the lady, you must be calling the Stephanie Miller Show. She said, yes, and the new phone system stinks. And that's how I met Paula Poundstone.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. Thank you. I have to miss Paula Poundstone's ping pong party this weekend. Because I have a previous party.
Oh.
I have something else to piece. I texted her to say, and she said, because I realized I hadn't said who it is. And I'm like, oh, it's Steph. And she said, of course it's you. No one else is up. Except her, obviously.
She's up.
Yeah.
She's...
Or you woke her up because she didn't silence her phone.
Well,
she's scooping cat
litter.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see if the Paula's phone system is working. Hi, Seth, Homo of Hope. I feel like Paula Poundstone. I feel like this is worth it because she's screaming laughing. So
well, I'm going to full a different reset when we.
Yeah. Okay.
At the top
I did
of the
thing.
But we'll,
see if Krista can reset on her end.
All right. Joe Scarborough condemned Trump's latest racist attacks on the judge overseeing his New York hush money trial. Yeah. And he refused to let voters off the hook for supporting his bigotry. Thank you. This is what Frangela always says. Enough with this economic anxiety.
No.
She said, Joe said this is just open, blatant racism that's now been sort of mainstreamed into American political life. He said the men's club grill at the country clubs are perfectly fine voting for a guy who talks about vermin, a Nazi term, who also uses sort of fascist slogan, go back to where you came from, for sitting members of Congress who don't happen to be white. And then yesterday, just take a look at him, he said of Judge Marchand. Just say seriously, like, what is this, 1933? It still needs to be shocking to us today. Voters, I won't say they become desensitized because that's giving them far, far too much leniency. The fact is they're voting for a racist. I mean, you can't vote for this and say, oh, but I'm not racist.
Right.
But you're okay with a guy, and we can give 25 examples off the top of our head of racism. Yes, Jody Hamilton.
Mark Elias just posted, in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court upholds South Carolina's congressional map, reversing a lower court decision that struck down the map. Conservative justices raised the bar to prove racial gerrymandering claims. So it's not good.
Okay.
Of course not. I knew any sentence you started with the Supreme Court was not going to end well.
They occasionally surprise us, though. The Supreme Court
every
does.
Now and then.
Yeah, just to take the heat off themselves, right? Ugh. Can I have the tiniest of violins, please? Sure. Can I just say how sick I am of... First of all, what the actual F with Bill Maher? He said he didn't see what was wrong with Harrison Butker's comments. Like,
of course he didn't, because he's a misogynist.
And now he claims the left hates Jews. I'm like,
no,
what?
We don't.
Anyway, these rich entitled men think it doesn't matter who gets elected. Okay, this latest one, Tom Selleck.
What's going on with that?
Right wing douchebag. Just remember, stop being mean to Rosie O'Donnell, everyone. He's been going around complaining he might lose his sprawling California ranch because Blue Bloods is being canceled. Mm-hmm. He said the show's demise will put him in the poorhouse.
No, it won't.
Nobody's are you kidding me?
Nobody's entitled to a TV show.
Thank
Ask
you.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Despite Selleck's pleas of poverty, CBS higher-ups aren't buying it.
Of course
armed
not.
With knowledge of his jaw-dropping paycheck over the years, he raked in a staggering $200,000 per episode. That's a week, for those of you that don't know. Accumulating a jaw-dropping $56 million over the show's run, and that's not even factoring in residuals from reruns.
Right.
Tom's tantrums have left CBS big shot seething, especially in light of the contrast between his riches and the modest salaries of the crew and staff. Many of these hardworking individuals make less than $100,000 a year, facing uncertainty and financial strain as the show comes to an end. Tom is an entitled brat. Hundreds of people are facing unemployment when the show wraps. Most of them will struggle to make ends meet. When Tom complains about the upkeep of his lavish 63-acre ranch, give me a break.
He's living above his means.
Are they all... victims.
You know what?
These rich white guys always find a way that they are victims of something. Cancel culture, people being too woke. Oh, my.
His mailbox money on a first run, like the first time it's rerun, is 90% of his paycheck. 90%.
What's mailbox money?
That's mailbox money. Residuals. That's mailbox money.
Oh. That's a Hollywood term.
The first time he gets a check from the first rerun, it's 90% of his original paycheck. So $100,000.
Yeah.
You know, $180,000.
You know what my mail check money is generally, Chris? It's generally less than a dollar. I've gotten, but I want to say thank you to Dick Van Dyke for the 63 cents I've gotten multiple times for playing myself on Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, no. I get Carrie's residuals, and I have to split them three ways. So it's fun when I get one for like 30 cents.
At least I can be split evenly. That's a dime.
Every now and then it's even.
All right. Yeah, drop a dime. Okay.
Wow, I forgot about your Diagnosis Murder starring role.
One of many, many times I spectacularly played.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
It's hard to play yourself.
Do they rerun All Right already?
Who can say?
Carol Lever is a writer on...
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, that's Friday Eve, to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're doing early grievances because we're only committing to Thursday at this point. See you on the radio.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.